Welcome to the Goal Getter podcast. My name is Anna Wallace. I'm a registered associate nutritionist, life and success coach, and NLP practitioner. I am the founder of the Weight Loss Academy, which revolutionizes how women lose weight around the world. I run a six-figure online coaching business, and I'm obsessed with helping you improve your overall life while going after what you want. In my eyes, life is for living, and if we can get past our limitations that hold us back, we become powerful and live a life truly better than ever expected. If you're looking to massively upgrade your life, your health, physical and mental, improve your relationship with food, and lose weight without diets, this podcast is for you. My goal in this podcast is to help you see what's holding you back from becoming the greatest version of you, so that you can live this life with more purpose, fulfillment, happiness, confidence, and health. Think of this podcast as your place to come for little pieces of life advice that will help you on your path to living the life you desire. You will find tools, resources, strategies, and advice in solo episodes and interviews from experts on a range of topics. I am so excited to share this with you. So thank you for hitting play today and let's dive in. Hello everyone and welcome to episode 29 of the Goal Getter podcast. And I'm extremely lucky to share with you another incredible interview that I had recently with one of our graduate students, Natasha. In this episode, we talk a lot about Natasha's experience going through the Weight Loss Academy coaching certification, how she went from being a WLA client to studying within the certification, and now she has got incredible plans for the future. That's one thing I really enjoyed about Natasha's chat was her clear plan about what she wants to do with this. And it was so exciting for me to sit down and have this conversation with her. And I'm so inspired by her. She is empowering. She knows that she wants to help other women with this. And she is an absolute inspiration. So I would love for you to sit down, have a listen to this episode and let me know what you think. And while I'm here, I want to just remind you that on Saturday, the 29th of January at 9 a.m. UK time, I'm going to be running my free online masterclass. Spaces are filling up really, really fast. So I encourage you to register as soon as possible. This is for anybody that is interested in the opportunity of becoming a health coach, even if you don't actually particularly even want to become a health coach, but you're interested in learning more about nutrition, if you're interested in the education side of things, okay? There are a lot of different people that apply for our certification. There are people that know they want to go out there and they want to help people, right? They want to work in a job where they are impacting another person's life positively. They want to take this information and share it with other people. They want to work in a way that is flexible. They want to be able to create an additional income. But there are also people that just want to, you know, do this as a personal development experience for themselves. So wherever you sit, this could be for you, this free masterclass that's happening on Saturday, the 29th of January at 9 a.m. UK time. If you cannot join me live, that is no problem, because once you register, as long as you're in the registration, I will send you the recording once I'm finished. Okay. Globally, there are so many people struggling right now with obesity. In the Weight Loss Academy, we're doing something about this. Education, education, education. People need to know. People need to be educated around nutrition. This is how we can impact. This is how we can make a difference. People need to change their habits, their behaviors, how they view food, how they view themselves. They need education. There are so many different pieces to this puzzle. And, you know, that's a lot of what we do within the Weight Loss Academy certification. We train, we educate more women so that they can go out there even and just share it with, even if they're just sharing it with their friends and family, or they're going to go big and they're going to start, you know, with their own clients and stuff like that. There are lots of different options. We already have an incredible bunch of ladies that have signed up for our 2022 class. We are the 2022, that feels really weird saying 2022, class kicks off on February the 22nd. As I said, we've already got an amazing bunch of ladies in there, but we still have a few spots left. If you're curious, if you're interested, if you're inspired, the first thing that you should do is come and register for my free masterclass, and I will be answering lots of your questions And you will get a little bit of an insight into how incredible this opportunity could be. Maybe you could be the person I'm looking for. And if so, I would love to hear from you. So please register for the free masterclass. Come and see me on Saturday. It's at 9 o'clock. It's UK time. And as I said, if you cannot join me live, don't worry, because I'll send you the recording once I've finished. But please, folks, the link for the masterclass is going to be in the show notes. You can also pop us an email if you can't find it. Don't worry, we'll get it sent to you. Once you register for the masterclass, please let me remind you that there's going to be an email that comes to you with the link for our Facebook group. It's a pop-up Facebook group, and that's where I'm going to be running the free masterclass. So make sure you jump into the free Facebook group as well. Okay, folks, dive into the episode. Have a little listen to Natasha's story. It's incredibly empowering. She's an absolute gem. And I will see you in the next episode. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Goal Getter podcast. So today is an exciting day because we have another one of our amazing students from the Weight Loss Academy coaching certification onto the podcast. So Natasha, a very, very, very big welcome to the podcast. And I'm excited to chat with you today.
Hi. Thank you, Anna.
Yeah. Tell me, how's your day been so far? What have you been up to?
So this morning, quite a quiet morning, just kind of sat down and read a book and then got myself into a good space for the podcast.
Brilliant, brilliant. Is today a day off for you from work?
It is indeed. I have nice. All of today off.
Ooh, lovely, lovely. Yes. Very good, very good. So we're just going to have a little bit of a chat today about your experience in the certification. And I always think that probably the best place to start is to go right back to when you joined the academy. How was that experience for you?
Joining the academy was a bit of a life changer. You know, before that, I was stuck in such a massive rut, did the reset. The reset was fantastic. Come into the academy and all the ladies were really supportive. The coaches were lovely. There was nothing, no silly questions. No one, you didn't feel like you were asking a silly question.
Yeah.
You just had so much support. The food was fantastic. And it's just been such a game changer. The whole, since September last year, so I started in 2020.
Yeah.
It's just changed my life completely.
Wow. Wow. That's incredible. That's so incredible to hear. And, what was it then for you that caught your interest about the certification?
I've been looking at a few different nutrition courses over the different years.
Yeah.
But nothing ever seemed to have the right information, have the support that you needed.
Mm.
You just kind of, you did this course and you were left on your own. Whereas when I looked at your course, you were, I want to get people out there. I want to start at people having a business.
Yeah.
I want to start teaching women. So that was all of it. It had everything in there. You had the support, you know, someone that's done it, someone that started from nothing as well.
Yeah.
The ongoing support at the end, you know, we're going to join the group. You're going to have your Anna's help for the rest of our careers, mm-hmm. all the other ladies as well. We have updated information all the time. It just seemed like a no-brainer.
Yeah.
It was during the lockdown as well. So that kind of, you know, things are changing. Yeah.
Exactly. I love that. And I think also, as you say, like for me, of course, whenever I did my degree in nutrition and when I was like, okay, you know, I'm going to start my business. But, you know, a nutrition degree is just very scientific, right? It doesn't go into like how to coach people or, you know, behavior type stuff as well. Of course, it depends what type of degree, but my degree was just purely very scientific. So then it was also, then I had to do other courses after to build those skills because I thought, well, I don't really actually know how to coach people. And that's kind of important for this. Like you can have the knowledge, but if you don't know how to speak to people or communicate it to people. So when I was putting together the certification, one of the biggest things, and that's why I created those three, you know, the MBC methods. So it's like, when you're finished, you can actually go out there and help people and you don't have to go and do another course and you don't need to do and spend more money and all that kind of stuff. It's like you have everything that you need. You have the tools. Now go and do, you know, what you want with it exactly, essentially.
But also being part of the academy, as you're going through the course, you're picking up, you're like, Yeah, I can see that now. I see where that's come from. Yep, they're not being silly. It's not that we're actually a little bit stupid in things. It's like, no, this is what we've been taught.
Yeah.
This is what the industry's taught us. We're not being crazy. We're not just crazy females. We're normal females.
Exactly. This says we're crazy.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I think that's it as well. As you say, there's just so much that the lack of education, you know, that the other programs that the, you know, that tell people to do things in a certain way, but then there's no explanation behind it, right? It's like you just have to blindly follow it and hope for the best.
Well, you can follow the other diets, and one of them, you can eat crumpets all day long, or you can eat bread all day long. And you don't have to see a vegetable. You don't have to do anything. You can just eat brown food all day and you'll be fine. Yeah. But when you come off that, well, you'll be joining up again and again and again.
That's it. Yeah. And that's one thing that we are definitely not about in the academy. The most important thing is, like, let's teach people so they can go and stand on their own 2 feet, you know?
Exactly. But you read some of the posts in the academy and it's the knock-on effect.
Yeah.
So that's what I like as well. You see the woman and they're sorting themselves out, but their knock-on effect of what happens with their families. My husband wasn't supportive, but he's lost the stone as well.
That's cool.
My children have come to me and asked for help. It's like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I love to see that. And also, like, when people, you know, start and they do the reset and then they say, oh, like, I was having my smoothie this morning and then my daughter came over and she wanted a drink of it. And that for me, like that gets me right in the heart because I'm like, that's in making an impact, isn't it? You know, when a little girl sees her mom drinking a smoothie, she also wants to get in on that too, you know, because that's what kids are like. So it really is, as you say, it's the knock-on effect. And when I was doing this work on my own, of course, like I was realizing, whoa, like my clients, I knew anyway that, like, what the industry is like, but when you're speaking to people on a daily basis that are trapped and are being, you know, have done all these different programs that are not helping them, I really just wanted to, well, I need other women to help me with this. I can't, this is not a one woman job. Like, I need to be able to train more women so that we can all come together. And that's how I also look at you ladies. It's like, we're actually just all the same. And we all have a common goal. You know, we're like a big team, you know, essentially going out there to help women and help them with this struggle with food and their weight at the same time. So go ahead, were you going to say something?
I was going to say that's part of the sort of certification as well. You've got all the help at the end of it.
Yeah.
Hang on, I'm going to cough. Sorry.
Totally fine. I'm, as I said to you before we started today, I'm super hoarse today because it sounds like I was on a night out last night. I wasn't out partying last night. I literally recorded 12 videos and I'm like, today. Totally fine. But as you say, it's the community aspect, you know, not doing this on your own, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So how was the experience for you doing the certification?
I found it quite good. I was really nervous for the first module because I haven't done anything like this since I left school.
Yeah.
So I was very nervous for that one. But then by the time I finished and I got my results back from the first module, I was so much better. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've got into it now. I'm like, yeah, I can do this. I'm not playing pretend.
And that's similar to like what a lot of, you know, our students say as well. It's like, it's just that lack of belief and confidence in yourself at the start. But then when you go in, you start learning and you also start looking at the what the ladies are saying in the group and you think to yourself, well, I can answer that. I know how to answer that now, you know?
Yeah.
And all these little things help to build your confidence at the same time. So what about your skills? Like, do you have more confidence with being able to help people? And how have you grown as a person, you know, doing the certification at the same time as well?
I've definitely got more confidence now in answering their questions. And I can, by reading the post now, you can kind of see where people are coming from. So the whole behavioral thing comes into it and all of that. So the middle modules.
Yeah.
It's still going to take a little bit of practice to have your full confidence in yourself, but that will come. And we've still got the last module that we've got to do our assessments on, which is all about the practice. So I'm really looking forward to that module. No, I'm definitely growing as a person. I definitely want to do this. This is what I'm going to be doing.
Oh, I love that. That's even confidence there. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. So amazing. And what did you particularly enjoy learning? Like, obviously, the course is, for people that are listening, the course is split into the NBC method. So first we do the nutrition component, then we do the behavioral change component, and then, of course, we move into the coaching aspect. Which for you was the most enjoyable?
The nutrition side of things, because with my background, it does help, you know, it brings it all in together.
Yeah.
And then I really enjoyed the behavioral side of things because it made so much click, and it's made it click for myself. So I know that what I'm doing, and I've sort of, you know, you can sort yourself out along the way, you know, that's normal. Nothing that's going on here is abnormal. Yeah. And we can put it all into perspective now. So that when you don't have a perfect day, you know, it's normal. Nobody has perfect days. Nobody has perfect weeks. Mm-hmm. I just make sure I've got my meal plan sorted. I've got the healthy food in the house. I've got my water bottle with me.
Yeah.
And I can go.
Yeah.
And I show up for myself every day by doing some three simple steps.
Yeah.
I don't have to go and have movement. I just have to have the base, those three simple steps, and we're sorted.
Yeah.
And everything builds on that.
Yeah. You're so right. And that's it. When you have those non-negotiables, they're like, those are just the three things, and they hold everything together, right? They're the foundations. Oh.
Definitely. The three simple steps. That's all you need to do. That's all you need to worry about. You don't need to worry about anything else.
I agree. Absolutely. Absolutely. So what would you be most excited about, you know, if we're thinking about helping clients in the future? What is it about that that's exciting for you?
Just watching women have their light bulb moments. You know, once it all clicks into place, they've gone from not having very much self-confidence, questioning everything you do. What do you mean I'm eating full fat products? What do you mean we're not doing low fat? What do you mean I'm allowed an indulgence? That's going to ruin my whole week. And then as they go through the weeks, it just clicks. It's there.
Yeah.
And then just like what I've said now, you know, you've got your three steps that you need to do every week. Once you've done that, the rest of the week is pretty much sorted.
And that is really it. You know, I remember when I first started, and obviously I was working in a job, working for a pharmaceutical company. Mm. And, you know, definitely the type of person that when I went into work, I was like, oh man, is this it? I don't know what's going to happen to me if I stay here. It's not going to be good. And then it's just like that feeling of, I'm definitely not motivated by this. And then when I started helping clients, and then I would get messages from them, like, this is how I'm feeling today. And, oh, Anna, thank you so much. Like, I'm feeling better. Or, I'm just more in control around food, and I have more control around food. And I was like, this is it. Like, this is the feeling you get from when you're helping and you're being of service, you know, to other people.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good feeling. And it's quite addictive. Like, as in, you know, once you realize that you can actually impact other people's lives, then it's like, oh, I want to do more of that. You know,
you have that good feeling every day, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's also what makes work easy. You know, it's not that you still have to work, right? You know, but I enjoy what I do. That's what makes makes a really big difference.
And I think that comes through in everything, doesn't it? If you enjoy what you're doing on a daily basis, you pass that on to everybody else.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So how did you manage to like fit in the course with all like your other responsibilities that you have in life?
In some ways I'm quite lucky because I do shift work. So if I get home at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I've got the afternoon before anyone else comes in.
Yeah.
But I still did have to put pencil things into my diary, into the week, so that I have 2 hours on a Saturday afternoon. So that's a non-negotiable. We're going to go do that. If I can't get anything else in during the week, I'll do that.
Yeah.
And definitely during the assessments, I had to put in my diary what time to do it.
Yeah. And that's good. You know, when it's in there, it's like, you know, then, okay, that's the time that I'm going to dedicate to doing what I need to do. Yeah.
Well, you do it with other things in your life. So you dedicate time. If you're going to go to the gym, you make the time for it. If you're going to go out for dinner, you put that in your diary.
Yeah. So yeah, absolutely.
Hairdressing appointments and all of that. Or if you've got, you know, you got time and you're on a tube or something and you can listen in to the lectures. Or driving. I used to listen to a lot of it driving.
Yeah.
Half an hour drive each way to work. Better than listening to the radio.
Yeah, exactly. Why not? And that's the good thing about it as well. You know, it's like you can also do a lot of it, around your own schedule, you know? Yeah. Perfect. And for you, I guess, did you have some particular fears? Like when you were making the decision, like, am I going to do this? What fears did you have and how did you overcome them?
The initial part, I didn't have any fears. It's just like, yeah, cool. You accepted me? I'm like, yeah, nice one. It wasn't.
Love it.
I'm quite good at jumping into things. And then I'm one of these people, I won't ask questions until I'm in the middle of something.
Yeah.
My questions and things pop up as we go along. Mm. So it wasn't until, as I said earlier, in the first assessment and during the first module, it was like, oh, can I do this? I'm sure I can. But once I got my results from the first assessment, that's when all the fears went.
Yeah. I love it. You're like super enthusiastic. And I actually remember particularly our call together. I remember a couple of things that you said on the call. And because you were just very clear about what you want to do with this and how you would see yourself working in the future. And I just always remember that conversation with you. And I just remember like super enthusiastic. And like, that's also about the certifications, like, okay, getting women that are like, they're going to do good things with this. And I got that vibe from you, you know, almost straight away when we were having our conversation. And I guess that leads me into, you know, talk about what is your plan? Like, without putting any pressure on yourself, what is it that you see yourself doing in the future with regards to the certification?
So I'm going to come next year. So January next year, I want to launch my Instagram page.
Yeah.
Definitely by then. It might happen earlier, but we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. And then by 2025, I want to be doing this full time. So I've got the transition period. Yeah. So the transition period through to starting with clients, then doing the part-time work. And then by 2025, I want to be full-time.
Yeah.
With no other work, unless I really want to go back and do what I used to do on a, maybe we'll go on a holiday type of thing.
Yeah. Wow, I love it. You've got a plan and you're so like sure about things. I love it. Like you're also, I'm a little bit like that myself. It's like when I want to do something, I'm quite headstrong. Like I'm going to do that.
Yeah, I've got my timeline down, so I'm going to get it done.
Wow. Yeah. And I do like the idea of working in different places or what's the kind of setup? Do you want to like work just from the UK or?
Oh, no, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
It's going to be, most of it will be online based. We'll start with one-to-one clients just till I get everything up and running.
Yeah.
It might end up in being a small group that goes with the one-on-one and then it might naturally progress that way. I'm not going to force it too much to start with.
Yeah.
But I have a laptop. We have the internet. We'll see where the world
That's
goes.
All you need.
Exactly. We'll see what happens.
Exactly. That it's like literally the easiest thing to also set up, you know, in terms of like, oh, if you wanted to open a shop, start a business in that way, it's like there's a lot more risk involved, I suppose, with this. It's very low cost. And you can also do it at your own pace, which is beautiful, right? You don't have to put pressure on yourself, move along at a pace that like feels good for you.
When I do get clients from different countries, it's about being in their time zone as well. So making that work.
Yeah.
So it probably won't be a 9 to 5. It might be a 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 3 till 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night, depending on which countries you are dealing with at the time.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be open to that way as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. And I also think like the traditional 9 to 5, it's, I don't even know if I work 9 to 5. I don't even really have set hours. I'm like kind of, I kind of like have 3 days where they're more busy and I try to like pack in calls and meetings and stuff in those days. And then the other days it's more like dipping in and out.
Yeah.
You know, because also you create your own schedule.
Exactly.
The nice, the really, really nice thing about it.
You have your things you have to do on certain days of the week, and you know you make appointments with clients which you have to attend, otherwise it's you can't be doing your job.
Yeah.
But then the rest of it, we'll see where it goes.
Exactly. And would you have any advice for somebody that's like, I think I want to do this, but I'm afraid, and also I don't know what I want to do after it, and they just have a lot of fears. What advice would you have for them?
I'd say go for it, but go for it with an open mind, because everything that you know or everything you think you know, it's not going to be the same by the time you finish the course.
Yeah.
You're going to learn what you need to learn. You're not going to be told what the media or social media or the dieting industry wants you to believe.
Yeah.
You know, everything's organic. You might find that by the time you finish this that you love it and it's what you want to do. Or you might just find that you're going to help your immediate friends and just try and do the knock-on. You know, it might in 5 years' time lead to something that you wanted to do.
Yeah.
But if you've got that drive that you want to do this and you want the knowledge for yourself, then go for it.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. That's beautiful. And as you say, there's a lot of opportunity. But it's, you can do it in your own way, as you say. Some people are here, of course, in your class, you're like, okay, this is my plan. I'm going to finish and I'm going to go and do this. And there's other people that I did it more to learn more myself. I wanted to have that understanding and, you know, maybe in time I'll do something, but, you know, I'll, as you say, sharing with friends and family and stuff like that. It's also always good to have something else to fall back on. That you can also make a living from, right? As well, at the same time.
There's so many choices of what you can do.
Yeah.
You know, you can even just go down and have a friendly meeting in a community center once a week.
Yeah.
With some ladies, have a coffee morning.
Yeah.
And this knowledge that you're learning can put you in good stead for just having a coffee morning and doing a little bit on the side.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that's it as well. Starting on the side and building up. That's what everybody does at the same time. And as you like, the most important thing is education, right? I think when you're educated, and that's what the big lack is, right? It's the people don't know this information. And when you're educated, you know why you're making certain food decisions and everything else kind of falls into place.
Yeah.
So if we can educate more women, and that's what obviously the goal with the certification, I need more help with this. I need women to be able to come in and also coach and have their own clients. And then that's when everything really has a big, massive knock-on effect. You know, even if you're just have one client, or even if you're just telling or, you know, teaching your neighbor, your friend, that's how this, you know, really, you know, goes far and wide, essentially.
It does. And just this way of eating, and it helps you with so many other things in your life as well.
Yeah.
You know, the whole mindset just changes everything.
Yeah. It can get pretty deep in the certification sometimes. Like in a good way, right?
Yeah. It makes you think. It makes you realize and think about what's happening.
Yeah. Makes you question your whole life. No, I'm only joking. It definitely doesn't do that. So do you have any kind of last little tips or anything you would like to share with our podcast listeners?
Yeah, just enjoy yourselves. Make time for yourself as well, even if it's half an hour a day.
Yeah.
You need to nourish yourself.
I love that.
Yeah.
What a great reminder. You know, sometimes that's also what we just need, that reminder to just take a little bit of time for ourselves, because, of course, we're working, doing all these different things, and that's also a lovely job, or with the coach, you know, to remind someone, just look after yourself, right?
Exactly.
You deserve to.
Yeah. Take time to just spend 5-10 minutes with yourself a day.
Yeah.
Shut the door. Lock the door on them and leave them all in another room.
Yeah. I'm not answering that. I love it. Oh, Natasha, I'm so excited for you because, as I said, your enthusiasm is, it's there, it's present, it's been there from the word go. And I know you're going to go out there and help so many women, and I'm going to be there by your side watching you do it. And I'm so incredibly excited. So I want to thank you so much for coming on today and sharing your experience. It's been beautiful to also talk about this with you. So I really, really appreciate it. And I also want to thank our listeners at home for tuning in to this episode. We will be announcing some details about the next round of our certification very, very soon. So keep your keep your eyes peeled. That's the right thing to say. Is it keep your eyes peeled or keep your ears peeled? That's not the right
eyes
thing.
Eyes peeled and ears listening.
Yeah, maybe that's it. You know me, Natasha. All right, folks, I will see you on the next episode. Take care, everyone, and see you soon.